Hello, hello. It's Tuesday. The bells are ringing. It's noon on Tuesday here in Thagama. And let's see, the picture is of the certificates that were earned on Saturday. There were 22 certificates, which means that those people did all of the homework, a bunch of reading, memorizing, and questions answered before the institute. One of the guys is holding four certificates because they are the ones that were earned by some other group from Equatorial Guinea in Africa. There were 15 who followed the institute from there. In fact, I'm going to add right now a note so that I send you a picture of that group. So they were watching it live, and four of those did the homework. So that's exciting. There were like 50 some at the institute, and then there were another 15 over there in Africa. So that's pretty cool. Then Sunday we had excellent services, a good crowd. We joined all of the Bible classes in the first hour, and Georgie, who was our teacher on Saturday, gave like a sixth session of the institute, and he gave Reflections of Christ in the Tabernacle. And so he gave an excellent, excellent session on the different, how the tabernacle and its components and furniture and all that spoke of Christ. So that was very, very good. And then he and the four guys right after the service drove on home because of the big weather system coming in, and which we're having right now, actually. Let's see. Okay, so the couple of first days of the week, working at getting all of the institute materials organized and uploaded to the website. One of the ladies in Irun helps me with that, so that within a couple of days, anybody can follow the institute with all of the notebooks, the notes, even the PowerPoints and everything. They can get to them on the website. That takes a fair bit of work, editing videos, audios, uploading, and all that stuff. But once it's done, it's done, and then people can enjoy that institute from here on out. Let's see, another interesting thing at church. This week, we closed out on Sunday the sign-up time for our believers to be able to be in the Bible reading program, to read the Bible in a year. Our son Danny has organized a way to, he's got all the chapters laid out for going from Genesis to Matthew to Exodus to Mark, back and forth from the Old Testament and New Testament, reading three chapters a day and five on Sunday, and going through the whole Bible in a year. And so there are, I don't know what the final numbers are, but there are at least 25, maybe closer to 30 of our people are going to be checking that off every Sunday. There'll be a list. We'll have a printed page, and they will be reading through the Bible, many of them for the very first time. So very, very excited about that, and I'm glad to see the enthusiasm. Some of them have already done it any number of times, and they're just on there to encourage the others. But all in all, that's a fairly good representation of those who are willing to commit themselves to that. And then this Saturday, well, we have a couple coming. We'll be here for a week, and probably let you. We don't know them. Well, I know the Billy, just married, haven't met his wife yet. He'll be here for a week. We'll let you know more about them later. But this Saturday, we have our very first men's Bible study. So we'll see how that goes. And we're going to meet at 10 in the morning, and we're going to start studying 1 Samuel 1:1. I think there's some good interest in it, and I'm hoping there is. So we'll be starting that, seeing how that goes. Then another word, mud, 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 gobs of mud. We have had rain like crazy for the last basically 48 hours. And tomorrow is possibly turning into snow. It's already, the mountains are all white. And slowly it's supposed to get colder through the day, and the snow line is supposed to get lower and lower and lower until it actually reaches town. So we'll see. But the rain has generated so much mud. It has completely covered over. The mud has covered over the first culvert again that we worked, Danny and Steve worked so hard at clearing up. And it's not like what they did was useless, because if that mud had still been there, then the mud that came in now over the last 24 hours would have probably gone over everything, and yeah, it'd be worse. So one thing is, so we got the second culvert still catching the most of the water and working well. So the landslide is very wet. There are streams of water coming down. I'll send you a video that Mimi was up there doing the animals this morning, and she sent a bunch of videos. I'll send you one of those at the end, just so you get an idea of what that looks like. But we are definitely going to start, I hope this week, to start on a prayer project that the Lord will give us a backhoe. We don't know how big of a backhoe, but whatever the Lord allows us to get, we're going to start saving. We never go into debt for any of the things that God has given us or, you know, led us to get in a yearly. So we'll wait as long as if he's not in a hurry, we're not in a hurry. So, but appreciate your prayers for that, because I will prepare a kind of a project that you can follow. And then as the Lord provides, Steve and Danny are already looking at backhoes, but we'll see what's out there. And we have contacts with friends, actually believers. No, the one is not, but he's a good friend who is very well acquainted with that whole world and does the mechanics and so forth, and can help us make sure we don't get a piece of junk. So with that kind of advice and counsel, we should be able to get something that will allow us to maintain these trenches in such a way that we don't have to, fork out a bunch of money to rent, or just simply watch, helplessly as the mud comes down. So hopefully that'll happen this week, get that going. I may even go up this afternoon and get a video to start it. And yeah, we'll see how that goes. So after this, now I'll send that video that Mimi sent from the landslide, from the muddy part and the first culvert that she can't even find anymore. It's covered. And then I'll send you a picture of the group from Equatorial Guinea, maybe two pictures, one of the group of them, and then the others of how they had it set up with a projector to watch the five sessions. So thank you very much for your communication. Love to hear from you. And yeah, God bless you. And we'll send some pictures here if we get dumped with white stuff in the next few days. Not sure yet, but if it happens, we'll let you know. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.